but apparently it's a hysterical attack on the English, and it's on PWDWR Records. That's a word, although that sounds like a catalogue number, so they tell me. And the name of the band, I've been desperately, feverishly searching for somebody who can speak Welsh so that I can come up with an approximation of the correct pronunciation of the band's name, but I haven't managed it. It's LLYGOD, first word, FFYRNIG, the second. I have a postcard from Linda, who comes from Harrogate in North Yorkshire, currently on holiday in Biddeford, Devon. She says, I'm stuck down here with Mum, Dad and little brother for a fortnight, so I could use some cheering up, preferably Mark Spencer and the Cannibals. Nothing takes the place of you. Well, I thought it would be instructive to actually play the original of that instead. This is Two Saint McCall for Linda.
Move your picture from my wall, and I replace them both large and small. And each new day finds me so blue. Nothing takes the place of you. I read your letters one by one, and I still love you when it's all said and done. And oh, I'm so blue, because nothing, oh, nothing takes the place of you. I write this letter, it's raining on my window pane, and I feel the need of you, because without you nothing seems the same. So I'll wait until you're home. Again, I love you, but I'm all alone. And oh, my darling, I'm so blue, because nothing, oh, but nothing takes the place of you.
And that was issued here a few years ago on the Mojo label. It's Two Saint McCall, Nothing Takes the Place of You. Very nice, that. These are the Fall.
Yeah.
And that's from that cuddly set at Step Forward Records, Bingo Masters, Breakout, the name of the EP, those are the four, and Psycho Mafia. And those of you who were around at the time, oh dear, it's happening again, sorry. Those of you who were around at the time may recall that I was very enthusiastic about the first Boston LP when it was issued a couple of years ago. I'm substantially less enthusiastic about the second one, but there are some tracks on it that I thought you might be interested in hearing, and this is one of them. It's called Party. Boston, the album's called Don't Look Back, which seems to me to be something of a classic misnomer, I think, and the album has yet another one of those sleeves inspired by Close Encounters. And a year and a day after Elvis Presley died, this is the way that parties should sound.
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll, but moving and a grooving gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Send to the store, buy some more. Let's have a party tonight. I've never kissed a bear, I've never kissed a goon, but I can shake a chicken in the middle of the room. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Send to the store. I'll have a party tonight. Now, Honky Tonky Joe is knocking at the door. Bring him in and fill him up and set him on the floor. Let's have a party.
Whistling through the tree, and it's telling you. kissing, but up real close and be a little hot.
Three songs from 1957 from the soundtrack of the film Loving You. That's Elvis Presley, Party, Mean Woman Blues, and Got a Lot of Living to Do. And this next record's for Georgia and her friends, who will insist on sending me the most extraordinary magazines about yodeling. This is Jailbait.
I wish she's 15, but the guys all think she's small. And when they see her rock and roll down on the dance hall floor, and when she's got it all, man, she knows what it's for. Jailbait, jailbait, too young to fall in love. Jailbait, jailbait, and though she just needs a job, she's jailbait, jailbait, she looks like an angel from home. She's a little 15, got her head out on the street. She seems not Jordan by the way she moves her feet. But I can't no touch, though she knows so. She's jailbait. Jailbait, too young to fall in love. She's jailbait, jailbait, though she just needs a job. She's jailbait, jailbait, she looks like an angel from. Well, I've seen her once or twice, just as I control myself. She's just 15, but she feels like something else. And I swore to myself that I couldn't have no one. Well, she's 15, got her eyes on you. You've got to make a mind up just what you're gonna do. The jailbait could be the ruin of. She's jailbait, jailbait, too young to fall in love. She's jailbait, jailbait, though she just needs a job. She's jailbait, jailbait, she looks like an angel.
And that's Al Roberts Jr. on the Frog Records label, and I suppose Al could be described as the Hank C. Burnett of Stanmore, Middlesex, which is where the record was recorded, in fact in a front room in Stanmore, Middlesex. Some 15 tracks on the album. A lot of the inspiration seems to come from Cliff Richard and the Shadows, and in fact there's even an instrumental with the kind of dreadful title which the Shadows would have given it, which is Walking the Cat. I should probably play you some more from this LP, actually. This is John Cooper Clark, a new single from him on CBS, About Time 2. It's called Post-War Glamour Girl.
Espresso, bongos, snaps the roll. In the Latin Quarter of the ideal home, he speaks alone. Just a tiger rug and a telephone, says a post-war glamour girl, never alone. In the 7-7 on the 13th floor, sweethearts, counterparts, kin, limbo dancers under the door where the human dynamos fit. Adults only over her pubes, debutants, they give her dues, beatniks busy with saxophone. And the way she eats her Toblerone, says a post-war glamour girl, never alone. Mau Mau lovers come and go, dreamboats leave her behind in a baby doll to go, man gone afloat to the adult mind. A murder mystery war comes part, a dead body or a gangland start. Near the knuckle, close to home, criminal connections can't condone. A non-doctor's anonymous drone to the post-war glamour girl, never alone. That section of the populistic call the Cleon cell, the moguls of metropolis, the penetrating cells. In the clothes of a rabbit, you develop a switch. One of the little
sisters of the rich, glamorous cameras, clickety clicker, rosary beads are really bold. Rebel, rebel, they book your phone, a post-war glamour girl, never alone. Yes, there's always a method actor hanging about. There goes Mr. Tic-Tac out the back with some bric-a-brac from the knick-knack rack. The dumb way to remind you of phone. The action phase has got up and gone. Nevertheless, it's never been known. But a post-war glamour girl is a pretty one. Well, I read it.
Cooper Clark, and that's Post-War Glamour Girl, single on CBS, and I hope this means that the LP won't be very far behind, long overdue, as I said before. And I thought it'd be quite interesting tonight to play you an alternative chart. You see them printed in the weekly music papers, and this one comes from Ripton Tour number 13. No particular reason for choosing it. They haven't bought me beer or anything like that. I just happened to be reading it, and it was in there, and it looked moderately interesting, and I thought I'd play them to you. Starting at number 13, again, for no particular reason. This doesn't make a good place to start, because it was a record I like. And that's from Subway Spect, and it's called Nobody's Scared. Before that, I should say that their chart is compiled, they say, from votes sent in by readers. A good 100 of them sent in their list of 10 current favourite singles. And they claim that it's Britain's most accurate alternative chart. And there are only two rules about the records that you nominate. They should be punk or punk-related stuff, or only records that have been released. Well, all of these have been. Subway Sect, and that's Nobody's Scared, number 13 in the Ripped and Torn chart. And the most interesting thing about the chart is that it's really not very interesting. I mean, I know that's, isn't that, they call that paradox or something? But I think they do. Anyway, but that's, it isn't terribly exciting, to be honest with you. I mean, this, for example, is at number 12, and it's also a scratch, too, to just add to the indignity of the whole business.
Desire is hunger, it's the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed. Come on now, I know.
Little Fingers, and that's Suspect Device at number 11, and at number 10, I mean number 12 rather, it was Patti Smug. At number 10, The Lurkers.
Thank you.
Well, the Lurkers were at number 10 in Ripton Torn's chart, and the Art Attack's there with I'm a Dalek at number 9, this at number 8.
Boy, there's a light.
life was never quite the same again. What a great band they were. Sex Pistols, and that's at number 7 in the Ripton Torn chart, and that's so far so good, but this is where it starts to get a little weird, and by saying that, I intend no disrespect at all to Swell Maps. We're at number 6. Other records, there's a Swell Maps, and that's Read About Seymour. And at number 5, I've had more than my fair share of this, I think.
Yeah.
are. Ripped and Torn Readers have placed that at number 5 in their charts. At number 4 is East Sheen by O'Level, which I can't actually play to you because it's got a rude word in it. I know that neither you nor I are going to be particularly inflamed by hearing a popular colloquialism for human waste, but there are those who listen to the radios and watch TVs and go to the films in order to be offended so they can make a lot of noise about it. And they call this process protecting the nation from a tide of filth. So I can't play you O'Level. But these are television personalities who are at number 3 with 14th Floor. That, I think, television personalities, and that's their 14th floor, and it's number 3. This is 2. Running out of breath.
Thank you.
Burnett, you know, doing a programme like this. He's a little shorter than I am, but those are The Clash with White Man in Hammersmith Palais, and that's number two in Ripton Torn's Top Whatever It Is. And this, well, perhaps again rather surprisingly, is number one.
I've been going out with a girl, her name is Julie. She said, listen John, I love you, but there's this bloke I fancy. I don't want to tilt on you, so it's the end for you and me. Who's this bloke? I asked her, Gordon, and she replied, not that pup I said his name, yes, but he's no pup, she cried. He's more a man than you'll ever be. I was so upset that I cried all the way to the gift shop. When I came out, there was Gordon standing at the bus stop. And guess who was with him? Yeah, Julie. And they were both laughing at me. Oh, she is cruel and heartless. Too badly for Gordon. Just because he's fat now looking at me. Just because he's cool and trendy. But I know he's a moron. Gordon is a moron. Gordon is a moron. Gordon is a moron. Here we go, 2, 3, 4. He's a creep, he's a tart, he's very cheap, she is a slut, he picks his tub, she is a bitch, he is a pup, yeah, yeah, it's not fair, yeah, yeah, it's not fair. I'm so upset, I'm so upset, I'm so upset, yeah, yeah. I ought to smash his face in. Yeah, but he's bigger than me, isn't it? I know. I'm going to make fun of him. He's threatening. Yeah, but so he's going to make fun of him, isn't he? Oh, well. I don't care.
Well, thanks to Ripton Torn for the loan of their top 20, top 13, whatever it was, records, and that's at number one. This isn't in there at all.
Madness, madness, madness tight on the heads of the rebels. The bitterness erupts like a hot blast. Rope blast, ritual of blood on the burning. Heard by a coiling fighting. Five nights of horror on the beating. Broke glass, old blades were sharp as the eyes of hate and the stabbing. It war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness war. Night number one was in Brixton. Soprano B sound system was a beating out a rhythm with a fire. And coming down his reggae, reggae wire. It was a sound shaking down your spinal column. A bad music tearing up your flesh. And the rebels them start a fighting. The youth them just burn high. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness war. Night number two down at Shepherd's, right up Railton Road. It was a night named Friday when everyone was high on Drew. Or Drew.
a pound or two worth of collie. Sound coming down with the thing, music iron. The rhythm just bubbling and backfiring, raging and rising, when suddenly the music cut. Steel blade drinking, blood in darkness. This war amongst the rebels, madness, madness, war. Night number three, over the river, right outside the rainbow. Inside, James Brown was screaming soul. Outside, the rebels were freezing cold. Babylonian tyrants descended, pounced on the brothers who were bold. So with a flick of the wrist, a jab on the staff, the song of blades was founded. The pile of oppression was vomited, and two policemen wounded. Righteous, righteous war. Night number four at a blues dance, a blues dance. Two rooms popped and the pressure pushing up. Hot, hot head, ritual of blood in the blues dance. Rope blast, splinter in fire, axes, blade, brain blast. Rebellion rushing down the wrong road. Storm blowing down the wrong tree, and Leroy bleeds near death on the fourth night. In a blues dawn, on a black, rebellious night. War amongst the rebels, madness, madness, war. Night number five at the telegraph, vengeance walk through the doors. So slow, so smooth, so tight and ripe and smart. No glass, a bottle finds a head and the shell of the fire hurt cracks. The victim in fear finds a cold knife, fine throat. Oh, the stabbings and the bleeding and the blood. The war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war.
And Roots, and that's from the LP Dread, Beat and Blood, called Five Nights of Bleeding. The record's on the Front Nine label. I'm going to speak tonight. These are the Human Jangle. I played you this last week, and a lot of people wrote in and were interested in it and wanted to hear it again, so you shall.
Big pizza.